two crazy porks who host a show. They give relationship advice that you ought to know. Your thirst for entertainment, they will quench, cause Stephanie's a darling and Mike is a mensch. Pork therapy, advice this good is a rarity. It's cool, fun, and introspective. Relationship talk from a liberty perspective. Oh, and did I mention you can leave a message, you can voice a question, a joke, a comment, or something more at 419-PT-LOVE-4. Pork therapy, scatty-dee-bop, shabba-dooey. You'll revel in hilarity. It's pork therapy.
Boom.
Hello.
Hello.
And welcome to Pork Therapy.
This is not Stephanie.
And this is not Mike. But now you know who we are because the other one said it. So it's like a process of elimination, right?
That's right. But we're making our listeners think with that. Sorry. Don't hurt yourself.
I think they have the intellectual capacity.
Oh, you thought. Don't hurt yourself.
Oh, ouch. Anyway, we are Pork Therapy, and thank you for listening to our show.
Which is about voluntary relationships.
Indeed. And we're also on the Liberty Radio Network at LRN.FM, along with a bunch of other cool liberty-oriented shows. You should check them out.
Mm-hmm.
And also go to our website, which is porctherapy.com. Therapize yourself.
Yeah. If you want to know or do anything regarding our show, you can do it from our website. Call us, email us, join our email female list. You can listen to our past shows. You can find us on Twitter and Facebook. You can comment on our blog. You can do all kinds of things.
Yes. You can just pork your heart out. Right?
Wow. They can do that on other websites.
Yes, but ours is the best.
Okay.
Anyway, so thanks for listening
once
again, and we welcome you to our show if you're a new listener or an old. I guess we appreciate you.
An old listener, an old person who listens.
Oh, I didn't even mean it that way. I meant like a loyal listener.
Yeah. Ooh. Nice.
And speaking of loyal listeners, we have a comment that we'd like to start off the show with.
This is a pure listener feedback show. So this is just...
Oh, right. Yeah, this is listener feedback.
This is the first listener feedback.
Right. But speaking of... I was trying to segue in with the whole old listener.
Okay.
So a couple of episodes ago, we were talking about... How do we even get into this? I don't know. But we were talking about She Talk Live, which is the version, I guess, or kind of spin-off of Free Talk Live that I host.
It's your once a month?
Yeah.
Once a month edition
second
of
Sunday
the Free
of
Talk
month.
Live show. Right.
Yep, and of course we'll link to that in the show notes, but She Talk Live is basically a version of Free Talk Live that has all female co-hosts, and the one that, I guess, plays Ian on that show is in the first chair, hosting, running the phones and doing all that stuff is me. And a couple of shows back, we were talking about She Talk Live, and we said something about...
Just the name.
Yeah, we were talking about the name and whether or not it's sexist, if I recall, right?
Yeah.
Mike thinks it's collectivist, and I basically agree with him, although I'm still...
But it's cute, yeah.
I'm still... Yeah, although cute.
Sexism.
When you say it like that, it sounds horrible. Just like high heels, right? They're misogynist, but they're so cute, right?
Interesting. I never thought of high heels. I mean, I've thought of like fingernails and makeup.
God.
Why do women wear it only? And in fact, I wear nail polish. But
yeah, you do. That's right.
But I never thought of high heels for some reason.
Well, I mean, this is a tangent, but so many of the female fashions. I mean, think about corsets that are so tight that you can't breathe. I mean, they're not as popular nowadays. Yeah. But damn, when a woman's in a corset, it's sexy. or what about like? People who curl their eyelashes. I mean, that's painful and strange. I mean, just the idea of putting goo on your face, makeup in general.
We've talked about body hair in another episode. And what about women?
Waxing.
And what they do to take off body hair, which is natural.
Yes. And it's...
But thank you.
Women just go through so much pain and so much time and so much
trouble. You know, I used to bleach my hair. And my hair is very dark and very coarse.
Yeah.
Well, not very coarse, I guess. Just... It's not coarse.
It's badass.
It's badass. But they would have to use 40 volume bleach for 4 hours.
Oh!
Yeah, and it would start to burn after a while.
Oh my
and
gosh.
And so one of the things that one of the women told me was, what is the phrase that women say? The things we do for beauty or something like that? The things we go through for
no
beauty.
No pain, no gain.
What we suffer for beauty. Anyway.
Something like
that.
Yeah,
but it was meant to be applied towards women, which was why it was cute that she said it to me. Anyway.
Yeah, I mean, it sucks that anyone should, like, be, I guess, expected or the burden should fall on them to go through painful things for the sake of beauty.
Right.
It kind of brings up the point of, like, why do people consider it beautiful when a person has gone through pain to, quote, look good, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. I appreciate a woman walking around in high heels. I think it's really sexy. But for me, I know that when I wear high heels all day, oh, it's uncomfortable. Yeah. And, you know, like if I go out dancing or something, I, of course, would want to wear heels because it's like, you know, the appropriate attire for that situation. But, and they look very cute, but it's really hard to dance. And at the end of the night, it's usually like, oh, my feet kind of hurt. You know? So I don't like that. But anyway, we were talking about She Talk Live and whether that's sexist to call it that. And we got a correction from Johnson,
who
is one of the, full circle now. Yeah. Johnson is one of the original people who was involved with Free Talk Live. And so he knows all the Free Talk Live trivia.
Right.
And he apparently has heard a bunch of episodes that I wasn't aware of and had never heard, because I've been listening to Free Talk Live for about 6 years, I think.
I think it's been on for 8 or 9.
Yeah, it was on for more than I first heard it. So they started off locally in Sarasota, Florida, I guess, in a local radio station. And Johnson writes in and says, just listening to Pork Therapy, and just to correct something, before you, as female hosts, there were Julia, Melissa, Jennifer, Pixie, my feminist ex-girlfriend, Jackie, Ian's ex-girlfriend, who occasionally, rarely, still calls.
Hmm.
And also, occasionally, Amber. And I think there may have been a couple of other female hosts. In fact, She Talk Live is not the first time Free Talk Live was hosted by all women, and the initial group that did so also renamed the show based on gender, calling it Girl Talk Live. Fun historical facts from FTL pre-syndication days. Oh boy, did WTMY suck. And I guess that was the local station that they were on. So Johnson, thank you so much for the correction.
So where we're at now is the she in She Talk Live is meaningless, as you admit, because they don't call it He Talk Live or Man Talk Live or Male Talk Live.
Or Free Sea Live.
Or Free Rooster Live.
Yeah.
And you aren't the first show or the only version of the show to have only women or the first women.
No.
So every reason you gave is gone, and you're keeping it because it sounds cute.
I know, I'm pretty lame. Maybe I should rename it, you know?
Maybe you could have people call up and suggest names, but or keep it. I'm not saying you should keep it. I'm just making fun of this.
The first She Talk Live, like, I started off calling it Lady Talk Live, and then someone actually called in. I think it was this guy Vince from Indiana. I think he called in and said, I think you should call it She Talk Live. And then Ian was there and he heard it and he was like, I like that. So it stuck. But
She Talk Live.
I agree. It has some downsides. It sounds like a profanity if I say it really fast. You know?
She Talk Live.
Yeah, exactly. It's, people have noticed that. I try to enunciate and say, this is She Talk Live.
Yeah.
But, you know, it can get confusing and run together. But
thanks for pointing that out, Johnson.
Yeah, Johnson, we definitely appreciate that. And I do apologize to all the women. I had said, well, there were only a couple female hosts before me. Before I got on, there was no all-female show.
Right.
And I was proven wrong by Johnson. So thank you very much, Johnson. And thanks for setting us straight on the history. And, of course, thank you, Ian and Mark, for the opportunity to be on Free Talk Live. I always very much enjoy it. It's really fun for me to be on. So, and I get a lot of feedback and good stuff from the people who listen. So hopefully they think I'm doing a good job, too.
Yay.
Okay, so our second piece of listener feedback
is on the comment thread on our website for episode 124, which was about breaking habits.
And the comment, I guess you can, I don't know if he wants to be anonymous, but you can go to the blog to see who it's from, I guess.
Well, he's not anonymous, because if this is his real name, this is what he used in public on our website.
Okay, so it's from Zachary.
Yeah.
Yes. And he says, commenting on one of our shows, he says, aside from your thoughts on religion, I thought I would post anyway. And he's responding to a show where we essentially bashed religion, as we do
often
every show.
every chance we get.
So he says, aside from your thoughts on religion, I thought I would post anyway. And Zachary, thank you. I know that it sounded like maybe we might have turned him off a little bit with our tone.
Makes
or
sense.
Something.
And basically, anybody into religion, if we're bashing religion, they're going to be turned off at least to some degree.
Yeah,
and
unless they're questioning it or something
well,
like that.
Well, I was going to say, it's more so with religion than with other things that we might bash, because religious people take it at face without thinking about it. So they're very emotional to begin with.
Hmm.
generally speaking.
But then wouldn't they just think like, well, it can't affect me because no matter what they say about it, I won't take it personally.
Depends on how they interpret their good book.
I guess.
Anyway, go on.
But that's something that we're going to discuss. So yes. He says, okay, he thought he would post anyway, even though it sounded like he was trying to, and Zachary, we do appreciate that. Thank you for sticking with us, even though, I suppose we could have more tact in what we say. I think we could always stand to improve in that area. So thanks for listening. And then, so Zachary goes on, I listen to several pagan podcasts, and in this community, many of the people of the podkin, and I guess by podkin, he means like
people
community
who podcast.
Of podcasters.
Right.
Yeah.
And I think that's a great word because if he'd used pod people, that sounds like aliens.
Yeah, that would have been funny. So he says, many of the podkin promote each other's shows with various bumpers. And it's a great way to find out about other shows. Usually the podcaster will record a short promo and send it out to others to include in their shows. So that's cool. That was a good suggestion.
Yes.
I responded to his comment, and it's, I guess the pagan podcast community is not unlike the Liberty Radio Network in the sense that almost all of the Liberty Radio Network shows cross promote each other by having the other hosts on as guests,
right,
and also
mentions
dropping little mentions and stuff like that and little inside jokes. I mean, I know we often on this show, we mention School Sucks podcast, mm-hmm, Complete Liberty podcast, Wheels Off Liberty, Thinking Liberty, of course. And to tell you the truth, if I knew some of the other hosts better, I would probably mention them more often too. I mean, I listen to pretty much all the shows, but I just don't know
the
hosts.
That's amazing. Like, I just don't know how you have time to do that. It's amazing.
Multitasking, baby.
Anyway.
Yeah.
So it's a good idea, and we kind of do it.
That's why I'm not responding to Mandrake's chats right away, because I'm listening to all these.
listen to the last episode.
Just kidding. But but yeah, so yes, the shows on Liberty Radio Network cross-promote each other, and the Liberty Radio Network itself really exists to kind of cross-pollinate and cross-promote a bunch of other great Liberty-oriented podcasts, right?
Right. But that's not why you're commenting on this.
Yes.
Okay, let's hear it.
Well, the reason I wanted to read this comment was because Zachary is saying that he is in this pagan, I guess, podcast community.
Mm-hmm.
Or he's
pagan
maybe
community.
Not necessarily participating in it, but at least listening to the podcast, mm-hmm, in it. And I kind of just wanted to talk about paganism.
All right.
Because sometimes okay, so I know a little bit about paganism because I've had some friends who identify as pagans or Wiccans or druids or, you know, things of that nature. And I also had a point in my life where I was about 13 or 14 years old where I was seriously questioning the religion that I was raised in and was ready to reject it. But I thought that it would be a good idea to read about other religions and become educated on them to see if maybe I would want to like switch my religion or something like that. But ultimately, I ended up realizing that atheism was what I was resonating most with me. So I chose to espouse that. But
which is not another religion.
No,
those who think
no.
So. It is the lack of faith.
Yes.
The lack of belief, not a belief in something that you don't like.
Yeah. Thank you for emphasizing that.
Anyway, go on.
So I did learn a little bit about Wicca. I mean, I read several books about it. And so I think I know more about it than the average bear.
Hey, boo-boo. Is Wicca synonymous with paganism? Because I do not know.
Pagan, I think, just refers to what I think they call the old religion, which is like the kind of polytheistic religion, I guess, that existed before monotheistic religions really took hold over most of the world.
Okay.
So it's
would that be like the Greek and Roman religions were pagans?
Yes, they were pagans.
Oh.
I guess they were a type of pagans, yeah.
Okay.
Until they all became Christian or Catholic or whatever.
Well, then that's a different religion.
Right.
Go on.
So, you know, and there's this, I think this pretty commonly known idea that many of the traditions like Christmas trees and Easter bunnies and Easter eggs and that kind of thing stem from things that originated in the pagan religion, which was basically like they had these holidays. Yule was the equivalent of Christmas, essentially. There was another festival for spring. And pagan religion, I guess, really revolves around nature, I guess, getting in touch with nature, I guess you could say. So when these people who were monotheistic, you know, like Christians, wanted to take over and kind of persuade people or force people to convert, mm-hmm, to their religion, which often they did by wars, they would, I guess, kind of adopt these traditions from pagan things, like they, you know, the Yule log.
So they'd take the traditions that people were practicing
in pagan religions
and incorporated it into their own religion, Christianity,
yeah,
in hopes to just make it easier for people to convert, saying, well, it's the same tradition,
yeah,
that kind of thing?
Yeah, exactly.
Before you continue, mm-hmm, when you mentioned that a lot of the pagan practices were kind of absorbed into the Christian religion, I believe that the first half of the movie Zeitgeist, mm-hmm, goes into this in great detail, and not just for Christianity.
Oh.
I only saw the first half, and it was a long time ago, but we'll link to it and you can find out, but it's really mind-blowing. If you've never heard of this before, it's pretty fascinating. So anyway, go on.
Yeah, I think it's interesting, too. I mean, I can, even as an atheist, I can appreciate the interesting history of this kind, yeah, of thing. I wanted to kind of touch on that, the fact that these traditions stem from paganism, and it's really the root of a lot of different religions and religious traditions. But what I wanted to say was about paganism. I think a lot of people gravitate towards it because it's an alternative to the mainstream monotheistic religions, Christianity, Judaism, Islam. And for pagans, they really do not have a lot of the negative things that I associate with, especially the big three monotheistic religions, such as, you
dogma,
know, yeah, dogma. In particular, I was thinking things like sexual hang-ups.
Ah.
Because pagans are really free-spirited
hippies,
in the realm of sex. Yeah, they're essentially, I would liken them to hippies, I guess. Yeah. I mean, they're very much into kind of communing with the earth and being in touch with your own personal spirituality. And it's very much like that. And they would never rag on someone because they're gay or because they want to, you know, have
or
sex
different.
Or different in any way. Yeah. And so I think a lot of people are, I guess, attracted to it because of that, because they want some kind of spirituality without the bad things and the very dogmatic, very mainstream kind of feel of the other religions. And I hear the sentiment from a lot of people that New Age type religions, I guess like paganism, even though it's the old religion, I still consider it in the realm of New Age. Would you agree?
I don't know enough to agree.
Okay.
I take your word for it.
Okay. Well, I mean, I've heard people kind of gravitate towards these New Agey religions because they say stuff like, well, organized religion is bad. You know, you should just follow your heart and God is in you and all kinds of stuff like that. And I hear this sentiment a lot.
Oh, so New Agey like pantheism and that kind of thing.
Yeah, that kind of thing.
Okay, so paganism might be real old, but it's the new fad again because mainstreams aren't cutting it for people. Okay.
Yeah, exactly what I'm saying. And so, Zachary's probably going to hate me for saying this, but I felt like this was important to comment on because while these New Age religions may not have the same kind of dogma and hang-ups and some of the give-me-your-money aspects of, of like the big three.
Duty.
Guilt. Yes, guilt. Yeah. I mean, while the New Age ones are free from those, you know, that's good. However, it's still not true.
It's still an escape from reality.
Yeah, and I think that, you know, I hate to rain on someone's parade, but this is important to talk about. I mean, it's just whether you're defining a deity as the monotheistic religions do, or as some of the New Agey ones do, it's still an inherent contradiction. It's something that, as we went over on this show that I think he commented on, by its very definition is not able to be observed or measured in any way, but is affecting everything that people do and is, you know, tied into everything in the universe. And, you know, it's consciousness without any kind of form or matter.
It's not knowable, but somehow you know about it.
Yeah. And it's supposed to hear your prayers, but only answer them sometime. I mean, there's this whole list of very strange things about deities that just don't add up. And I think if you get into the realm of saying stuff like, well, maybe in an alternate universe, there is a God that exists, then it's like, you could essentially say that about, I mean,
anything.
How do you even argue about
in
that?
In an alternate universe, murder is good.
Yeah. Exactly. It becomes moral subjectivism really quickly. Yeah. And I don't know, that just doesn't really jive with me. It's fine to be, I guess, in touch with your feelings, in touch with your, I suppose, a sense of spirituality. I guess you could say it's fine to commune with nature, but all that kind of thing you can do without believing in or worshiping deities, you know?
Actually, I'll say it's fine to worship deities. I think it's foolish and perhaps self-harmful, but if they're not harming anyone else, it's fine.
I mean,
Christianity, as, again, collectivizing, hurts other people. Look at the Crusades.
Yeah.
I think religion is the second biggest killer.
Look at every war in history.
Yeah, yeah. It's the second biggest killer of humans behind
government. Yeah.
So religion, organized religion, the ideas of religion, not your personal spirituality, but the religion you probably believe in is a killer.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's why I think it's important that we talk about, especially those organized religions. The New Agey religions are not as bad. I will definitely give them that.
Mm-hmm.
But I have to say, I can't say that they're true or right, because it's not reality.
Yeah.
And Zachary, we really appreciate you listening, even though you've been a really good sport. I'm sure you don't agree with a lot of the things that we've said, but I want to put that out there, because if you're looking for an alternative to mainstream religions, you don't have to pick a religion, you know?
there's other alternatives.
Yeah. And so all we can really do is just put out our own atheism and just show people that, yeah, you can be a moral person, absolutely. You can have a coherent belief system and a system of ethics and how you behave and how you live your life without being
magic.
Religious.
Yeah.
Yes, without superstition, without magic.
Without supernatural.
Without supernatural, yes. You can use just the laws of the universe.
Natural.
The natural law.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Natural, not supernatural.
Right.
You don't even have to go subnatural. Just stay natural.
Yeah, exactly. and this comes full circle to waxing legs, right, in the beginning of the show, because you just
the
go
natural.
Natural. Yeah.
Right. Full circle.
All right. We have
That's
to wrap
quickie.
Up this show.
Yes.
So thanks for listening, and we definitely appreciate your comments. I guess that's all for our listener feedback this time, but we have more, so we'll be doing other shows.
We will do, yeah.
And
you can send us your questions at questions@porktherapy.com.
Yes, or you can call us at 419-PT-LOVE-4, and of course, visit our website, porctherapy.com.
Cool.
Yeah, that's it. I guess that's all we want to say.
Thanks for listening.
Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time.
Bye.
They're two crazy porks who host this show. They give relationship advice that you ought to know. Your thirst for entertainment, they will quench, because Stephanie's a darling and Mike is a mensch. Pork therapy. Advice this good is a rarity. It's cool, fun, and introspective. Relationship talk from a liberty perspective. Oh, and did I mention you can leave a message, you can voice a question, a joke, a comment, or something more at 419-PT-LOVE-4.